Dean, let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on right now at Oklahoma State University Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources. You expressed, you know, there's a lot of things happening and a lot of excitement here at this OCA board meeting. What, you know, in your opinion, what is the thing that you're most excited about right now?
Well, can I have two?
Sure.
One is the people of the state. I'm saying it probably too much, but I really, really deeply appreciate the hard work that goes into making this state work, that makes our agricultural industries work. And so getting to work with the people who are involved in that industry in this state really is a blessing. The other is we've got some faculty there that I am just really proud of. I'm getting to know them. I'm looking at what they've been doing, looking at where they're going. They work hard also. But they really are committed to serving the industries in this state. And, we've got some top-notch scientists, some new ones that we've brought in animal science and our plant and soils and in some of the other departments. It really is an exciting time just to think about what they're going to be doing. These are people who are going to be working here 25, 30 years. And over the course of that career, they're going to have a tremendous impact, not only on Oklahoma agriculture, but really across the nation and around the world. So that's what gets me jazzed more than anything.
I know that clearly Oklahoma State's got some great researchers, and they've already received some great grants in just the last few months.
We do, absolutely. You know, I like to use the example of Dr. Megan Rolfe, although she's part of a team, but she's the leader of that team, and she's only 3 years into her appointment here at OSU. She's already gotten a large grant from the USDA to apply her genetics expertise towards what traits do we need to be bringing into cattle for the future as we face warmer temperatures, drier climates, and so on. And so, you know, for a young faculty member to come in and score, first of all, on a grant like that is outstanding. Second of all, that she did it with a team. So she's got other junior and senior faculty working with her on that. So it really is a team effort. And it's dealing with something that we anticipate we're going to be dealing with. We aren't trying to solve yesterday's problems. We're trying to anticipate what they'll be at 5-10 years from now so that the industry is ready to deal with those and has some tools to accommodate.
You mentioned the fact that you've got several things you're looking at, both already being built and also some things on the drawing board.
That's right. We have I guess when you have old infrastructure, the opportunity is you get to replace it. And so in the short term, we've got really a new equine facility going up, a teaching facility. It's tremendous, a very generous gift from the Klein family that's really helping us make that happen. That'll be up, and we'll be using it by this fall. Not by fall semester, but sometime this fall. We've got some of our facilities out the experiment stations. We've got to replace some buildings out there. We've got support for that. We desperately need a new facility for our foundation seed program. It's a blessing of too much success. More than 50% of the wheat seed sown in this state is Oklahoma State seed, which means we've got to supply a larger and larger number of producers with wheat seed. So we need new space for that, and the industry's helping us on that. So I really appreciate that. Our animal nutrition physiology lab, it's getting up in the years, and some of our new faculty need better facilities than that. We've got to be able to take good care. We've got to be good stewards of these animals that we're using in our research programs, and so that means we need a new building there. Long term, Ag Hall has seen its better days, and you know I'm not worried about it falling down. It does leak, but I'm more concerned about the laboratory facilities. We can't do the kind of research we need to be doing in a lot of those laboratories. They simply aren't safe, or they don't have the air handling capacity or what have you. So we'll be looking at that in the next 5 to 10 years as well.
Right. You know, as you anticipate the things that you're doing already right now and for the future, how does OSU best and the Division of Agriculture best interact with Oklahoma agriculture?
Well, I don't think there's one answer to that. It has to be on many fronts. We need our success depends on having good relationships, and that means our faculty need to have good relationships with the industries that they're serving. So in every ag commodity association, we need to have faculty who they see as their partners in this. So we need relationships at that level. We need relationships more broadly as well. And so for me to have an opportunity to meet with people like Michael Kelsey and other leaders in the agriculture industry, it's really important to have those relationships. That's where it starts. You don't have success by just following a recipe or a game plan. You've got to have a team of people who trust each other and have a common sense of purpose. And so for me, it's all about building those relationships one-on-one, not just me, but all of my colleagues with our counterparts in the industry. In the long term, then I think the success of that relationship will be dependent on how well we listen,
right,
not how well we talk.
And for you, you're in the process of continuing to really meet and greet and learn a lot about what goes on in this state.
I am. Well, you know, I've always said I'm a professional student. And so this is just one more example of how I get paid to go out and learn things. You know, this morning I learned a lot about meat processing in the city of Durant and how that's driving economic development there. I've really enjoyed getting to know more about the various crops that we have in the state, the complexity of the livestock industry. I don't begin to suppose to understand the markets, but at least to understand how dynamic they are and the kinds of forces that are affecting them. You know, that's really fun for me.